This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Microsoft, which makes its video game console, has won a court's approval to move forward with its $69 billion purchase of Activision Blizzard, which makes video games. It's called a vertical merger, two companies addressing different parts of the same industry. This ruling is a defeat for the Federal Trade Commission, led by Lina Khan, who's been trying to use antitrust laws to challenge this type of combination. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
Rutgers law professor Michael Carrier compares the FTC's antitrust fights to it playing a vintage video game, Asteroids.
Where you have all these asteroids in the shape of big tech that are coming in, and the question is whether or not they have the appropriate artillery.
And Carrier says these legal challenges to big vertical mergers
are tougher to win on because they could have pro-competitive effects. There could be efficiencies for consumers.
However, the increased scrutiny that comes with the FTC's lawsuits may act as a deterrent against anti-competitive behavior. Mark Lemley is a law professor at Stanford who's represented both Microsoft and Activision on unrelated matters.
The FTC's sort of aggressive stance against mergers has certainly made companies think twice about merging.
But he says if the FTC doesn't win these legal challenges, its artillery is less effective. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.